The charges against him were dropped quicker than the unionists who signed up to the SDLP's New Ireland Commission, and that's saying something. When the rulebook seems to change depending on who's involved, people are right to ask questions. That decision tells us the standards are incredibly low for some people, but high for the rest of us. I was in this chamber several years ago to highlight what I seen as an imbalanced approach towards people on the water side who were charged with taking part in a legal procession. They were protesting against the increase in antisocial behaviour, sexual attacks and sectarianism in St Colin's Park. They walked in the footpath, but they were charged and they were fined. This latest decision is another example of the alleged two-tier justice system many in the unionist community have been warned about for years. It makes people lose faith in the system, especially when so-called leaders like Colm Eastwood can so blatantly act as if the law doesn't apply to him. But I ask, where is the strong leadership from Colm Eastwood when problems have existed within our communities? He has time to travel to Beirut at the taxpayers' expense, time to take part in a legal procession, but has no time to show leadership when we desperately need it within our own constituency. Think about the outrage when a banner showing a PSNI officer was brazenly burned in public, an appalling attack on men and women who keep us safe. Silence from Colm Eastwood.